We are learning Maseches Tainis, Daf Tesvav and Aleph, and we're beginning the new Perek, Perek Beis of Maseches Tainis. And the Perek starts off with all the Mishnayos of the Perek, and then we'll get into the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah, Seder Tainis Ketzah. What's the Seder of the Tefillah of the Tainis? This is talking about referring to the seven Tainisim after the first six. There's three and seven. And this Mishnah, we're talking about what we do on those seven the fasts. They take the Aron HaKodesh with the Sefer Torah in them and they bring them out to the town square, and that's where we're going to hold the Yom Tefillah, with the outside, with the Aron HaKodesh outside. They take ashes. Efer Makla means ashes, because the word Efer by itself could mean also dirt. It doesn't have to mean ashes. Therefore, okay, it says Efer Makla. I know, so Rashi said, brings down from Rai from Sukkim that Afar and Efer are interchangeable. Like it says by Parah Aduma, Me Afar Sreif Pasachatas, which is says with the Ayin, and there it means Efer. It means the ashes. He says it's interchangeable. Therefore, I speak out Efer Makla, which means ashes. So you put the ashes of Gabi Ateva, Uva Rosh HaNasi, also on the head of a Nasi, Uva Rosh HaBezdin. And then after you place it on the Kodesh and on the Rosh HaNasi and the Rosh HaBezdin, then V'chol Echa V'Echa Nasi V'Rosh. Every single person, Yachid, also puts the ashes on his head, on their heads, on their own heads. Hazakin Shebehem, a older person, which we'll see later on, is a Talmud Chacham, Oymel Afnehem Divrei Kfushim. He says in front of them, Dvarim, that crush them, crushing words, which means he gives them Musar. And he says, Achenu loinema ba'anche nimve. It doesn't say when the anche nimve got their kapara, the tshuva. It doesn't say v'yara lekim es sakom ves tanisam. It doesn't say Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasts. El, what did Hashem see? El v'yara lekim es ma'asehim kishovu medark v'ara. You see, from the pasuk, that what Hashem saw was that they did tshuva and they repented on the bad deeds. That's what they did. With the Kabbalah Omer, it says a pasuk in Tanakh and Yoel, even though the first one's also in Kabbalah. I'll tell you what it says in a second, but it says a pasuk in Kabbalah in Yoel also, in the Navi Yoel. It says v'kiru levavchem alavodechem, tear your hearts and not your clothing, and that's how you do tshuva. So Rashi brings down from a Tosfos, actually, it says v'hiksha Tosfos, he brings down that the kasha is
First one's in
Yoel. Right, first one's in Yoel, and the second one's in Yoel, and the first one's saying with a Kabbalah. They're both in Avi, and they're both actually in the Treyasa. So why does one say Kabbalah and the other one not say Kabbalah? Both in Tanakh. What's the difference? So Rashi brings his kash from Taisvis, and Rashi answers that depends. When the Pasuk is saying a Tzivui, then it says with a Kabbalah Omer. Here it says, V'kiru levav chavav gdechem, when a Navi is telling you something to do. The other pasuk is just a story. It says, V'yara lekim es ma'aseh. When it says a story, then it doesn't say with a Kabbalah. That's what Rashi answers. Zok the Mishnah Vayte, it's really the next Mishnah. Omdu v'tfila. Now they got off the davening. They came to davening. Maridim v'fnei ateva. They put up as the chazan, as the shliach sivar, a zokain, an older person, a ragil. He knows how to read well, read the tefillas well. V'yesh le'banim, he has children. Obey sereikam. Pashtus, it means that his house is empty. He doesn't have any money. Kedei she'libu v'shalom v'tfila. In order, he should be a tzabrachan, a person, and his davening should be with a leiv shalom. With a leiv shalom. And they say 24 brachas by Shemoneh Esrei. Yud Ches Shevichol Yoyim, the regular 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And they add another 6. Now the question is, which tefillah did they do this new type of Shemoneh Esrei, which had 24 brachas total? Which tefillah did they do this? So it's a big machlokes rishonim. There's 5 different shitas actually. We'll just read the Ran shita. The Ran is in the first parak, that's where it is, end of the first parak, the Ran. And the Ran says, it said, since it says in the first parak that we learned, the Madrida Hacha, which means the Gemara before learned, the Boyu Rachmi Beriva Basra Diyem, the last quarter of the day. Mashma Zok Daran, the Chav Dal Bracha Shal Tainis Ham, which Koreis Bidach Parak, in the 24 brachas that I mentioned in our parak, ain't on Tfilah Shachris. It's not on Tfilah Shachris. They became Tia Ikar Tfilah Biker. Vaacha Mashma Shi Ikar Tfilah Be'erif. They say, so it's a Shiloh when it was, maybe by Mincha, maybe by Ne'ilah. They dive in Ne'ilah sometimes on a Tainis. So maybe it's by Ne'ilah, and it must have been in the afternoon. That's where you prove it. Maybe it's other shittas. Maybe it's a special tefillah by itself. There's 5 different shittas in the Rishonim. But according to the Ran, it was definitely in the afternoon. And now, as the next Mishnah goes along, we will say what are the tefillahs? What exactly are the 6 extra brachas that we add on? Be'eluhain, Zichroinus of Shofars. Number 1 extra bracha is the psukim of Zichroinus, which we say in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The second bracha is the psukim of Shofaros, that we say in Rosh Hashanah. The third one is the Tehillim. It says the Tehillim, El Hashem b'tzarasali karasa karasi ve'vayaneni. It's Tehillim Kuf Chaf. So you say that capital Kuf Chaf, which starts with the words, it starts with Shriya Malas, El Hashem b'tzarasali karasi ve'vayaneni. Then it says Hashem atzila nafshi misfas sheker. That whole capital, it's seven psukim. That's the next one. That's a third tefillah. The fourth one is Esa Eina El Harim. That's a famous one. That's Shir HaMala, Shir La'Mala, Esa Eina El Harim, Ma'an Yavi Ezri. And the next one is Shir HaMala, Esma Hakim Kirasicha Hashem. That's the fifth tefillah. And the sixth one is the Parsha of Tehillim, of Tefillah La'Oni Kiya Atayv. So those are the six brachas. And we'll see what you end with, how it ends in a second. Rav Yehuda argues, Rav Yehuda says, you don't say Zecharias and Shefres. Rav Yehuda Aymer, Loya Tzarech Loyim and Zecharias and Shefres. You don't say the Psukim of Zecharias and Shefres. Instead of those two, it's other two. Elo Aymer, Tachteyem, a Psukim in Nach, in Melachim, which talks about a hunger that was in the days of Shloim HaMelech. Rav Kiyeh Ba'aretz, Deve Kiyeh. It says, the whole passage reads, Ra'av Kiyeh Ba'arad Dever Kiyeh Shadafah Nirokain Arba Chosel Kiyeh Kiyotolai Oivai Barashah Kodangam Achlan. So you read all the Psukkim there about a Rav. And the other parasha that you read, the other brachas, is the pasuk by Yirmiyahu. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi, it says, Ashahoyed Var Hashem El Yirmiyahu Adivrei Abitzaris. On the fast, on the droughts they had. Va'imachasmeim. And then you say on all these brachas, a ending. And we will now tell us what the ending on. It's the next Mishnah. Al Rishayna Hu Eimer. On the first one, which is like this, they put these six brachas in between Goyal Yisrael and Rifa'inu. And the first thing they did was make the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, which is Re'ina V'Anyen Rivarveinu, you made that longer. Made that bracha longer. Al Rishayna Hu Eimer, Misha'ona Es Avram Bahara Maria. Hu Yana Eschem, Yishvaka V'Kosachem, Taka Eschem. He put this into the bracha at the end of the bracha of Re'ina Ve'onyenu, you put in these words, like you say, for example, you say, Galenu Meher L'man Shemecha, Ki Goyal Chazak Ata, and then you say, Misha Ona Es Avram Mahar Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, the one that Hashem will answer Avram Mahar Maria when he was davening by the Akedah, he should answer us, Ve'yishma V'kol Sakaschem, Ve'yorzeh, Baruch Hashem Goyal Yisrael. So that's the bracha, that's the one of the 18 brachas of Shemone Esrei. Al Hashniyah, which really means the first of the six. Al Hashniyah Omer, what do you say? You say, like we saw, you say the Zechronis, the parashas of Zechronis, let's see the Tanakhama, you say the parashas of Zechronis, and then you end like this, Omer, Misha Ona Saviseinu Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, Hashem who answered our forefathers on the Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, Yishmael called Tzaka Eschem, Hayem Azeh Baruch Ta Hashem, Zoyche Anashkachas. So we say Zoyche Anashkachas because you just read Zechronis. And what does Avesenu al Yamsuf have to do with Zechronis? Rashi says, "Fisho Yisrael Neshkachem b'Mitzrayim." The Klal Yisrael were forgotten in Mitzrayim a lot of years, and they were Nesiayish Megula until Hashem saved them. And therefore, the Torah says Hashem, "Ve'ezkar." Hashem says, "Ve'ezkar es bris." I remember your bris. So Hashayich is the Zechronis. That's bracha number one. Extra bracha number one. Extra bracha number two is Al Shlishis, which you're saying the Sukkim of Shayfres. What does Yeshua got to do with that? Zagrashi, because by Yerichai, they use the Shaifras there. So that's what, therefore, Yeshua has Shaifras. That's bracha number two. Bracha number three is Al Revias, which is the Shir HaMalos of El Hashem, B'tzerosa, Liva, Karosi, Vayaneni. So Al Revias, Omar, Misha Ona, Shmuel, Ba Mitzvah, Huyana Eschem, Mishma Kal Tzaka Eschem. Shmuel, when he went to war against the Plishtim, in the Mitzvah, he davened to Hashem, Hashem listened to him, Hayem Ezeh, Barakat Hashem, Shemeya Tzaka, because in that Pasuk, Karosi Vayaneni has an Indian of Tzaka, and that's the Indian also of Shmuel HaNavi, that he davened to Hashem in a Tzara, and that's why we say that bracha. Al Chamishis, which is really the fourth one, which is Esa Einai Elaharim. Al Chamishis, who Oimer, Misha Onos Yahav, Ahara Carmel, which is also a mountain. Esa Einai Elaharim, Ahara Carmel, Luyana Eschem, Mishmukal Tzakaschem, Hayyem Azeb, Baruch Tashem, Shemei Atfilah, Hashem, listen to our Atfilahs, Esa Einai Elaharim, Ayin Yavi Ezri, it's all Aneni Zutfilah. And it says Aneni Hashem, Aneni Baal Yohanavi, Al Kaponim, that's why we say the Bracha of Shemei Atfilah. Then Al Shishish, which is the fifth new bracha, which is the capital of Makim Kerasich Hashem, from the depth I call to Hashem. Al Shishish, who I remember, Mishanas Yoina, Mehadaga, that was in the depths, he was in the water. Yoina was in the water, and Mehadaga in the and the fish, who Yana Eschem, Vishbukal Tachasam, and Zeb, Rachata Hashem, or Eno, Beitzara. He who answers us, Beitz Tzara, when Yonah was in the Mad Dog, also was a Tzara, and Makim Kerasicha Hashem is a Tzara, and that's why it goes together. Al Shvius, the last one was Tfilo Onik Yatov, who Aimer, Misha Ono is David Veshloim of Noibir Shalayim. When is that? So David is, he had a Rav, but he Rav made David Shal Yishonim. And by Shlomo, when he brought the Aron into the base of Kodesh HaKadoshim, the doors didn't want to open, Hashem answered his tefillahs. So that's why we say, tefillah l'oni ki yatoif, which is shayches to Deich HaGeshomim, like when David HaMelech. So we say that kapitel, and we end off, Mishonah is David, Shlomo, B'nai B'Rishlaim, who Yana Eschem, Mishu B'Kol Tzachah, Eschem, Yim HaZeh, Baruch HaTashem, HaMarachim Al-Oretz, the one who's Marachim Al-Oretz, and Al-Oretz refers to Eretz Yisrael, where that's where the drought was, and Mispal in Eretz Yisrael. Zokta Mishta Vaita, it's another Mishta in the Perek Beis, this whole starts with old Mishnais, Maisel B'Mei, Rebbe Chalafta, Rebbe Chalim Ben Teradjim, two Tanoim that lived after the time of Bais HaMikdash. One of them went to down for the Amid, and he finished the whole bracha. They didn't say Amen, because we'll see in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not say Amen. What the answer was, Baruch Shem Fayim Achus Eilam Ved. This is the Gemara on tomorrow's Daf Tazayin on Beis. That there, they answer Baruch Shem. And they praved like they were in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen. And what they do after that? Then Taku Akana Vataku, after every bracha, after every new bracha, they blew Shofar. So Taku Akana Vataku, and then the Shamish, or the not the Shliach Tzibur, said, repeated again, Misha Ono Es Avram Avinu Baharam Riyo Huyana Eschem Vishu B'Kol Tzaka Eschem Hayem Hazeh. He repeated that over. Now we're going to the first extra bracha. After that, we had Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu. The Chazan HaKnesset, which means the Shamish, told the Karam to now blow Shofar for the second time. And Misha Ono Es Avinu said, O Yamsuf Huyana Eschem Vishu B'Kol Tzaka Eschem Hayem Hazeh. And they said over that, that tefillah, Misha Onos HaVisein Ol Yamsuf, and so on and so forth. So on and so forth. Now, again, here they didn't answer Amen. They were saying, Baruch Shem Kfei Mucho Yisrael Lomven. Ukshabon Gavad Yisrael Chamim, and when this Chamim heard about this, that's how Rabbi Chalafta, Rachnim Ratradion, are being noyig, b'shas, they're davening by the Tainis, and they were not saying Amen, they were saying the bracha of Beis HaMikdash, they said, that's not proper. Only the Shar Mizrach, which is the entrance way to Har Bayis, to the Beis Mikdash and Har Bayis, that's the only time we say that you don't say Amen and you have a different chasima to the bracha, a different answer to the bracha. It's only the time of Beis Mikdash. But Bezman Hazeh, we do say Amen, and what you're doing is not the proper way of answering to the bracha.